Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. When the Weikers family learned that their son, Beau, was born with a congenital brain abnormality, they knew that they needed some help, but they also realized that lots of families in the same situation need help. And that's when the nonprofit, Beau's Beautiful Blessings, was born. And Amanda Weikers, Beau's mom, is on the line with me now to talk about some of the many blessings they've been able to pass along over the years. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you so much for being here today. And I want to start with, you started this nonprofit in response to your son's diagnosis. And I can imagine he has a congenital brain abnormality and epilepsy. And I can imagine at a time when you receive a life-changing diagnosis like that, the impulse is to turn inward. What made you turn outward? Where did the idea for this nonprofit start?
That's exactly right. When you get a life-changing diagnosis like that, whether it's for yourself, for your child, for any family member, you go through a grieving process. You go through the stages of grief because it's not what you expected. You know, here's our firstborn child, and you have all these big hopes and dreams, and then all of a sudden your life changes in an instant by a diagnosis. So, you know, as you mentioned, easily I could have laid in bed and cried about it, but I felt like there needed to be something positive that came from this, and there had to be something that we could do to make an impact and help other families like ours that were experiencing similar things. So Beau was diagnosed in 2009, the summer of 2009, and in January of 2010, I founded Beau's Beautiful Blessings. So it's a 501c3 here in the state of Iowa, and we assist children here in the state of Iowa that have brain abnormalities, brain injuries, and or epilepsy, and we provide funding for items that insurance doesn't cover and families can't afford.
So give me examples of some of the things you've been able to
okay.
do.
Some of the things we've been able to supply for these children, we've purchased and had a service dog trained. We have also done several adaptive seats for children. We have done adaptive strollers, paid for them. We have also purchased an iPad that we had a specialized app put on for communication. And unfortunately, we've also paid for some funeral expenses for three local boys who passed away as a result of a brain injury, brain abnormality, and or epilepsy. So we've kind of got a wide range of services we've been able to help with, but, you know, to bring blessings out of something that was sad and scary at the time has just made it all worth it, you know?
Tell me a little bit about Beau, because he's quite the grown-up young man these days.
He is. We at school, they call him the mayor. He's kind of well known. Beau is now going to be, he'll be 11 in February, and he has come a long ways since that initial diagnosis. However, he does still have epilepsy. He is intellectually disabled. He is nonverbal for the most part. So he has a few words, but he uses sign language as well as a communication device. But he is able to tell you a lot through his noises, through his eyes, through his expressions. And we've been fortunate with our school system here. He attends Hanson Elementary in Cedar Falls. They've made inclusion a top priority there. And so he's gaining and growing by being around his typical peers.
Now, you have been dreaming really big lately and making some amazing things happen. Beau's Beautiful Blessings has raised $1 million to build an inclusive park in Cedar Falls, the place to play park. So tell me where that idea came about.
Well, it was about 4 years ago, and a fellow parent, her name is Sarah Corkery, she's been my partner on this project. She has a child who is legally blind, and then she also has other children, as do my husband and I. We have a daughter who doesn't have any special needs. And we both happened to see a news segment on the Today Show, and it was about Harper's Playground in Portland, Oregon. And it was a mother and father whose daughter had special needs, and they were seeing that none of the playgrounds they wanted to take their daughter to were suitable for her or suitable for children of all abilities. It was kind of you either went to the special needs park or you went to the standard playground, and there wasn't anything in between. So they had a big dream as well, and they built this beautiful playground. And Sarah and I both saw that, and we were inspired by it, and we thought, why doesn't the Cedar Valley have something like this? We need to bring this to the Cedar Valley. And so the idea kind of stemmed from there. And at the time, we had no idea how much it would cost, you know, none of that. And it just started with a meeting with Mayor John Cruz. He was the mayor at the time. And he was all for it. And he said, all right, go for it. And so it went from there. It went to city council meetings. It went to meetings with the Parks and Rec Department, to meeting with a landscape architect. And then began the hard part, which was spending the last 4 years raising $1 million.
And this is a project that has touched so many people. So many people have gotten excited about this and gotten on board. You don't have time to tell me about all of the different people. But I want to talk about a specific class, a third grade class, mm-hmm. that has worked so hard to raise money for this park. Tell me about them.
When Bo was in third grade, he's in fifth grade now, so 2 years ago, his classmates came up with an idea, and they approached their teacher. Paige Voss was their teacher at that time. And Paige listened to their ideas, and she said, you know what, this is great. Let's call in the parents. So Mrs. Voss called me and my husband, and she said, would you guys be willing to come in? The class has something, an idea they want to present to you. We went in having no idea what this was going to be. And when we walked in, these third graders had prepared a PowerPoint presentation. They had come up with this idea, and they called it Bracelets for Bo. They were going to hand make bracelets, sell them for $1, and then donate all the proceeds to the Place to Play Park. And we were blown away, and we thought, this is amazing and wonderful. And at the time, we had no idea how much it would take off. Those children, in a matter of 3 months, they stayed before they came in before school. They stayed in at recess to make these bracelets. They gave up a lot of their own time to be able to do this. And in 3 months' time, they had made over $3,000 selling these $1 bracelets.
Wow.
And it kind of brought together the school. It brought together the community. And from there, it transformed into these kids now, you know, they're in fifth grade now, but they've had birthday parties. And instead of having their guests bring them gifts for their birthday, they specifically ask for donations to what they call Bo's Park. So all told now, they have raised, so we're talking 9 and 10-year-olds, and now 11, have raised over $13,000 for their friend from bracelets, from garage sales where they were selling their own toys, from birthday parties. You know, that, to me, shows you the power of inclusion. They've been with Bo since kindergarten, and the effect that it has had on them such that they can think beyond themselves and do something so incredible for their community and for their classmate, their peer. It's beyond amazing to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I get really choked up every time I talk about it and think about it, just because they're amazing kids.
That's really incredible. I want to bring somebody else in the conversation now. You're not just inspiring other kids. Kelsey Johnson is here with us now. She is a graduate student at the University of Northern Iowa, working on her master's degree in special education. Her life has also been touched by the Weikers family. She is paying it forward in a really beautiful way. And hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. And this all started, your relationship with the Weikers started with posting on a bulletin board, right?
Yes. So Amanda had posted on the UNI job board, which is a way for UNI students to be able to find part-time jobs, full-time jobs, sometimes even internships. And I saw her posting for being a babysitter for Bo and picking him up after school and bringing him to their house and just hanging out with him and playing with him. And I thought that it would be a really good opportunity for myself. So I messaged her, and then she had me come over to meet Bo.
All right. And so tell me about your relationship with Bo.
Oh, I love Bo. He is so energetic and full of life. I know whenever I have a rough day at school or work, that I can just come and babysit them and him and his sister, and they will put a smile on my face. And we just love spending time together.
You got married this past summer, and
I did.
Yeah, and Bo was your ring bearer. His sister was your flower girl, and so you know, but you didn't just incorporate this family who you love into your wedding. You also made your wedding a fundraiser for this playground. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I guess in a way I did. I wanted to purchase some bracelets from Beau's friends that had worked so hard to raise money for the park. So my husband and I purchased 250 bracelets for all of the guests at our wedding.
In beautiful bridal white friendship bracelets, right?
Yeah, they were, some of them also matched our wedding colors,
nice,
which were pink and navy blue. So that was incredible. And during my reception, I gave a speech about how important inclusion is to me and how much Beau and his family mean to me. And then my bridesmaids passed out the bracelets to each of my guests.
Oh, wow. And then you also decided to donate all of the monetary gifts that you received at your wedding to this playground?
Yes, my husband and I, before our wedding, gave Amanda a check for $1,000 from my husband and myself, just to show our appreciation for what all of the hard work that she's doing in this community. And then at our wedding, we decided that we would like to give all of the money that we had been given from our wedding to the park. And I couldn't tell you how much it is, but that didn't really matter to my husband and I. We just wanted to demonstrate how much we support this park and how much inclusion means to us in our community.
Oh, wow. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for sharing your story. And Amanda, what was your response to what Kelsey and her husband decided to do?
It was shock at first. And I sat there and I'm like, nobody does that. Nobody that's, you know, in their early 20s and is just starting their life together. Nobody gives up that money. And then I sat back and I thought, but Kelsey does. Kelsey would. That's just the type of person she is. And I know the love that she has for our children. So in a way, it didn't surprise me all that much, just because of her giving heart and how passionate she is as well about those with special needs and making inclusion a priority in our community. So she's an incredible woman.
So you've touched so many people with this story. So many people have gotten involved in this playground, which that seems to have benefits that go far beyond the playground itself. But I do want to talk about this playground. I mean, first of all, what makes this playground special? What does this need?
Yeah, this is so different than a playground that's just ADA compliant. This goes beyond ADA compliant. You know, sometimes when you hear ADA compliant, you know, it doesn't mean that it's inclusive. We wanted to build this dream park where children were playing side by side, all abilities. This isn't just a special needs park. This is a playground for everybody. So from our safety surfacing, from the concrete paths, to integrating adaptive swings right next to standard swings, from building a slide into a hill so that the wheelchair, if you're in a wheelchair, you can be rolled to the top of the hill or you can roll yourself up to the top of that hill on the concrete path and then exit your wheelchair or have help and go down the slide. And it's a safety thing. The slide is built into the side of a hill, so if you were to fall off, you're really just rolling off onto a soft surface right beside you. It's the fencing that surrounds the whole park. We have some children that have no concept of danger, and safety is an issue, and they will run right out into the street. We wanted to eliminate that. The restroom facility is all handicap accessible, also has an adult-sized changing table, because some of us have older children and young adults that wear diapers, and we need to have a place where we can give them some dignity and change them. And you know, there's so many things that went into thinking about this playground. Most importantly, the pieces of equipment we wanted to make sure created imaginative play and integrated all those different types of equipment together so nobody was feeling left out. Lots of times when playgrounds are remodeled or they need to add an adaptive piece of equipment, it's pushed off to the side, and that just segregates those kids from, I don't like the word, but typical children. So you know, we tried to think of everything. We met with lots of different parents who had children of varying needs to try and get an idea of what everyone saw in their dream park and put that all into one with the Place to Play park.
So you have this plan for your dream park. You've raised the money. What happens next?
Well, actually today, the construction plans were sent out to general contractors. So the general contractors in our area have received those. And January 29th is when the city will open the bids and see how the prices came back. And from there, then we go into March when we have a pre-construction meeting. And as soon as the ground thaws and gets a little warmer, construction will begin. And hopefully the playground will be complete end of August or sometime in September, depending on, you know, if there's any delays.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a long time coming.
Right. What do you think about when you think about the park opening in 7 or 8 months?
It's, you know, it's surreal. And right now the city is doing some of the work ahead of time. The city of Cedar Falls is, and they've been building the restroom facility. And people laugh at me, but I drive by and I look at it and I've taken pictures and I'm like, I've never been so excited for a public restroom in my entire life. You know, it's seeing it all come together. And it was started by two moms who were on a mission to, you know, who saw a need in their community and then worked to fulfill that need. And, you know, our tiny nonprofit, we're all volunteers. I mean, it's kind of a one-man show. The fact that we were able to do that while we were working full-time jobs, raising families, it's a storybook ending to it. It's incredible.
I do want to ask you, with all of the fundraising, all of the work that you've done to build this park, I know you must be so incredibly proud. Did you ever get frustrated, feel like maybe a community should just make this investment themselves?
Yeah, you know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, I didn't get frustrated. There was times where there was frustration. There was times when we would get a denial. You know, we'd apply for a grant and we'd get denied. And I'd sit there and I'd cry and I'm like, this is so exhausting. How can people not be supportive of something like this? And then it would be instances like Bo's classmates selling their toys at a garage sale or things like that all of a sudden snap me back into reality, and I'm like, these kids believe in this, and that's all that matters, and they are going to help me get there, and then it would rejuvenate me, and I'd be like, okay, I'm back on track.
Well, so. Amanda Wikers, congratulations. Thank you so much
for talking
with me. We've been talking about the nonprofit Bo's Beautiful Blessings and the new Place to Play Park being built in Cedar Falls.